Hi again, everybody, and welcome back to the program. I'm Tom Tarando, and I'll be reading Inside TV Guide here on site into Sound Radio. Inside TV Guide is jam-packed with news and information about the shows, the stars, and just about everything TV. The TV tidbits you'll hear today come from the triple issue of TV Guide magazine, dated April 1st through April 21st, 2024, and it features Giancarlo Esposito on the cover in his role in the thrilling new series set in New Orleans called Parish. We'll circle back to Mr. Esposito and his new show in just a bit, but let's start our tour around our TV Guide triple issue cover. We start in the upper left-hand corner with the familiar red and white TV Guide logo. Across the top, in the upper right-hand corner, are the words Extra, TV listings updated every day. Around to the lower left-hand corner we go, and these two notes, NCIS, 5 series, and 1,000 episodes. And Walker, the action heats up in season 4. Now we're back to the center of the magazine and the large picture of Giancarlo Esposito. Below him, in large yellow script, are the words, Parish, Giancarlo Esposito returns to AMC for a thrill-packed show in the Big Easy. Noting his return to AMC is a reference to Esposito's work in Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, and other projects for him. I remember him first back in the day on Homicide, Life in the Streets. As always, we have a lot to get to in our program this week, so let's get started, shall we? We'll head to the TV Insider spread, where we normally start every program. It features the top 25 shows from the week of March 6th through March 10th, 2024, information sent to us by our friends at Nielsen Media Research. A little blurb at the bottom called For Your Listening Pleasure. Another feature, The Doctor is In, and For the Record. And inside For the Record has premieres, finales, and renewals. All right, the top 25 shows from March 4th through March. All right, the top 25 shows from March 4th through March 10th. 2024. Number 25, Blue Bloods on CBS, 2.9 million viewers. A tie for 23rd place with Shark Tank and Chicago Fire, 3.5 million viewers apiece. In 22nd place, The Masked Singer on Fox, 3.3 million viewers. In 21st place, The Rookie on ABC, 3.5 million viewers. A three-way tie for 18th place with The Bachelor, FBI, and Chicago Med, 3.6 million viewers apiece. 17th place, Celebrity Wheel of Fortune on ABC, 3.8 million viewers. 15th place, there's a tie between 60 Minutes at 6 o'clock and The Voice, 4 million viewers apiece. In 14th place, 60 Minutes playing at 7 o'clock on CBS, 4.1 million viewers. 12th place, a tie between Bob Loves Abishola and Survivor, both CBS programs and both 4.4 million viewers coming in to watch. In 11th place, SWAT on CBS, 4.5 million viewers. 9th place, SWAT at 7 o'clock and Bob Loves Abishola also at 7 o'clock, both CBS programs, both bringing in 4.7 million viewers. 8th place, Will Trent on ABC, 4.8 million viewers. 7th place, NCIS Hawaii, CBS, 5.4 million viewers. 6th place is Ghosts on CBS, 5.6 million viewers. The Voice in 5th place, Monday's entry of The Voice on NBC, 5.8 million viewers. 4th place, Young Sheldon on CBS, 6.8 million viewers. A tie for 2nd place, NCIS and Abbott Elementary, 6.9 million viewers apiece, and the top spot for the week of March 4th through March 10th, 2024, the Oscars on ABC, 19.5 million viewers. A little blurb at the bottom of the first page of the TV Insider spread for your listening pleasure. Another fan favorite series is getting the podcast treatment. Dear Felicity, which launched March 13th, celebrates 25 years of the hit WB series by diving into themes, story arcs in the TV industry during the late 90s. Stars Greg Grunberg and Amanda Foreman hosts the podcast, and they'll treat listeners to intel from former cast members Carrie Russell, Scott Speedman, Scott Foley, and Jennifer Garner, according to co-creator J.J. Abrams. It's not the only offering for those looking to indulge in primetime nostalgia. Zach Braff and Donald Faison relive Scrubs episodes on Fake Doctors, Real Friends, while Office co-stars Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsey rewatch their series on Office Ladies. Moving to the second page, the doctor is in. After 26 years, Dr. Phil has a new way to connect with viewers. Dr. Phil McGraw goes from daytime to primetime with the launch of Merritt Street Media, a new cable TV network hailing directly from the Emmy Award-winning executive producer and host. Boasting original and acquired programming, the channel will be anchored by Dr. Phil Primetime. The nightly talk show debuts April 2nd at 7 Central, and we'll see the mental health professional offering advice to guests and viewers in the same vein as his original acclaimed series, touching on everything from children's social media exposure to prescription drug addiction epidemic. Other regular programming on the channel will include Morning on Merritt Street with journalists Dominic Soxa and Franchin Stringer, and The News on Merritt Street, hosted by senior anchor Chris Gutierrez, Lindsay Keith, and Lonnie Coombs. Explaining that he chose the network name to honor the meritocracy upon which our amazing country was built and the Main Street of America. McGraw also promises that, as always, the audience will dictate our content because they are our content. Moving down to For the Record, here are some premieres. Vanderpump Villa, April 1st on Hulu. Lovers and Liars, April 1st, 8 Central on the CW. Lopez versus Lopez, April 2nd, 7 Central on NBC. Loot, April 3rd, Apple TV Plus. Walker, April 3rd, the CW. Sight Unseen, April 3rd, 8 Central on the CW. Take My Tumor, April 3rd, TLC. Ripley, April 4th on Netflix. Alex Rider, April 5th on Freevee. Sugar, April 5th, Apple TV Plus. Mary and George, April 5th, 8 Central on Stars. Say Yes to the Dress, April 6th on TLC. Mr. Bates versus the Post Office, April 7th, 8 Central on PBS. As always, check the local listings at pbs.org as the content and the viewing times will change. Mud Madness, April 9th, 8 Central on Discovery. Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, April 9th, Freeform. Tryouts, April 10th, ESPN+. Fallout, April 11th, Prime Video. Patty Stanger, The Matchmaker, April 11th on the CW. The Barnes Bunch, April 11th on WE TV. Franklin, April 12th, Apple TV+. Best Bite in Town, April 12th on the Food Network. 24 in 24, Last Chef Standing, April 14th on the Food Network. The Sympathizer, April 14th on HBO. Secrets of the Hell's Angels, April 14th on A&E. Under the Bridge, April 17th on Hulu. Conan O'Brien, Must Go, April 18th on Max. Dinner with the Parents, April 18th on Freevee. Orlando Bloom, To the Edge, April 18th on Peacock. The Upshaws, April 18th on Netflix. Welcome to Wrexham, April 18th on FX. The Never Ever Mets, April 19th, 7 Central on OWN. Love During Lockup, April 19th, WE TV. Predator versus Prey, April 20th on BBC America. Secrets of the Octopus, April 21st, 7 Central, 8 Central, and 9 Central on National Geographic. Some finales, Curb Your Enthusiasm, April 11th, 9 Central on HBO. Renovation Aloha, April 9th, 8 Central on HGTV. Rock the Block, April 15th, 8 Central on HGTV. And Family Guy, April 17th, 9:30, 8:30 Central on Fox. Some renewals, Fire Country on CBS, and Ghosts is coming back also on CBS. Moving on to Ask Matt, America's top TV critic, Matt Rausch answers your burning questions about television. First question comes from Adrian from Winter Garden, Florida. Is it my imagination or is Ghosts hiding Rose MacGyver's pregnancy by having her wear jackets, holding items, sitting behind her laptop, etc., so as not to write her pregnancy into the show? Here's Matt Rausch's response. Not your imagination. The producers decided it was too soon to bring a baby into the mix, so in classic TV tradition, they're hiding MacGyver's bump, most cleverly in the Halloween episode with a pumpkin outfit. Next question comes from John C. My favorite part of the Oscars is In Memoriam, that segment. But this year's tribute was a joke. We couldn't care less about seeing dancers and or singers. And even on my 65-inch TV, the camera setup was so far from the screen, you couldn't see who was being remembered. Here's Matt's response. While I mostly enjoyed this year's show, a naked John Cena sheepishly presenting the costume award was a highlight. The overproduced In Memoriam was the low point. A thought, though, next year, just go with an instrumental theme and let us dwell on the stars who passed. And finally, this question sent in by D. I wanted to like ABC's Mansoor Spade, but there were too many subtitles. When I concentrate on the words, I miss the action and the facial expressions on the screen. Is it just me? Here's Matt Rausch's response. I hear both sides on that issue, and some do it better than others. Shogun was superb. But for me, the issue is authenticity. I'd rather see subtitles than hear people speak English with stilted European or Asian accents. You're listening to Inside TV Guide on Sight Into Sound Radio. You can listen to Sight Into Sound on Channel HD4 on 88.7 KUHF, Channel 8.5 on TV, streaming on your computer or smartphone, as well as Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices. You can also listen at your convenience on our podcast page at sightintosound.org. We are Sight Into Sound Radio since 1967. All right, let's get back to TV Guide. This is TV Guide Magazine Extra. And a note from Michael Fell, the editor-in-chief. A big thanks to all of our customers who are reading Extra, the up-to-date programming schedule, daily best bets, and the channel finder tool in this newsletter are only available to subscribers. Here's a sampling of the letters we've received from those who did sign up. From Monica, thank you for doing this. I check it many times a day, and I hope you know how much your readers appreciate it. sending the new listings out every Friday helps your readers to see what's going on and what may be in the week ahead. And another from Patricia, I really enjoy receiving my extra email. It helps me check up on what's on and any changes that may have occurred since I last received my issue of TV Guide magazine. Thank you so much for this valuable tool. You truly cannot find more detailed, accurate episode and movie descriptions anywhere else. And here are just a few of the highlights from this issue. Walker, starring Supernatural's Jared Padalecki, is back for a new season. We talked to Thelma Hopkins for a marathon of the classic sitcom Bosom Buddies. And we let you know how to watch Billy Joel in concert at Madison Square Garden. Enjoy, everybody. This is signed off by Michael Fell. He's the editor-in-chief of TV Guide magazine. On to our cover story now. It's about Parrish. It had its season premiere last Sunday, March 31st, at 9:15 Central on AMC. The story is written by Kate Hahn, titled The Ultimate Thrill Ride. Breaking Bad's Giancarlo Esposito takes the driver's seat in Parrish, AMC's newest crime drama set in the Big Easy. The Wrong Way is the only way out for New Orleans native Gray Parrish, played by Giancarlo Esposito, a reformed thief and getaway driver who's reluctantly pulled back into the dark underworld to save his family from financial ruin. It's a riveting 6-episode series. And Gray's choice to take on a job as a driver for a fledgling kingpin has consequences that sends everybody into a deadly spin-out. It's not just all the illegal activities that has Gray on edge. Quote, Gray will keep coming back to that same central question. Am I a good man? Is this really who I am? That's the plight of our show and what will keep you on the edge of your seat, says Esposito, who executive produces alongside Eduardo Javier Canto and Ryan Maldonado. The passion project, based on UK hit The Driver, took 8 years to come to fruition. Esposito, known for his nuanced and layered work in AMC's massively popular Breaking Bad and the spin-off Better Call Saul, portrays all the shades of, well, Gray. He's mourning the death of his teen son, Maddox. Seen only in flashbacks, Caleb Bowman, who was shot in a carjacking and facing an insurmountable debt at his once-thriving luxury car service. To save the life he's built with his wife, Rose, played by Paula Malcolmson, and his high school daughter's life, Michaela, Gray agrees to a big payday after much convincing from his old friend Colin. It goes sideways, and the fallout leads to Gray becoming the driver for a Zimbabwean gangster, The Horse, played by Zachary Momo. How Gray's monetary distress breeds actions that he'd ordinarily consider morally wrong is close to Esposito's heart. Quote, this is a big part of my life that I've lived. Desperation drives you to do desperate things, says the actor. Esposito once went bankrupt, first trying to stave off by selling his own dream car, a 1964 Volvo. But he lost his house, the roof over his family's head. Another quote, how many times did I think when I was bankrupt of robbing a bank or doing something equally reprehensible to have my family come through all of this? For a good reason, but is that trading in your moral compass and your integrity? He asks, echoing Gray's dilemma. Gray's saving grace is that he often acts as the good man in a bad situation, even if it means risking his life for people who might order killings themselves. He can't help but admire and relate to the horse's love for his young son, Luke, played by Dax Ray, and becomes protective of them. In a nail-biter of a scene, the three come under attack while Gray's at the wheel. He uses his trick driving skills and his paternal instincts to save them all, even as bullets fly. There are plenty of car chase scenes to keep action aficionados happy, but they always include a high-stakes emotional component. That type of adrenaline is something Esposito appreciates. I'm a popular mechanics type of guy. I love speed, but when I drive fast, I have to ask myself, what am I running away from? He adds, there were things I had to learn about being safe on the set while filming, in regards to driving, no less. The terrifying gunplay seals Gray's trustworthiness for the horse, but his siblings in the Tongai crime family are suspicious of the outsider. Gray is equally wary and repulsed by their business of human trafficking. In contrast to Gray's maneuvering at work, he's trying to be a good, loving dad at home. Esposito, who has four daughters of his own, says, it's really important to me to care for them, to create a family that understands each other and has an open line of communication. He brings relatable tenderness and frustration to Gray's attempt to connect with Michaela, who's irritated with how he's grieving Maddox's death. In a very different car scene, Gray gives Michaela a driving lesson with a blend of affection and anxiousness that any parent would recognize. But as Gray learns to balance his unsavory job with his softer home life, there's a twist. That's the mid-season intro of industrialist Anton, played by Bradley Whitford, whose criminal enterprises are as entrenched in New Orleans, Louisiana, as Louisiana kudzu. Anton has a past with Gray and a present beef with the Tongais, which is bad news for Gray's family. To protect the people he loves, his wife, his daughter, Colin, and now even the horse and Luke, Gray has to walk a moral tightrope. You'll breathlessly watch, praying he doesn't fall. Let me remind you who the players are in this 8-episode thriller called Parrish. First of all, Skeet Ulrich plays Colin. Giancarlo Esposito, of course, plays Gray Parrish. Paula Malcolmson plays Rose Parrish. Zachary Momo is the horse. Yvonne Backup is Zenzo Tongai. Bonnie Booley is Shimiso Tongai. Aracia Himmel is Michaela Parrish. Dax Ray is Luke Tongai. And Bradley Whitford comes on mid-season, and his character is named Anton. We're talking about Parrish. It has its series premiere Sunday, March 31st, and is on every Sunday at 9:15 Central on AMC. We'll go to the back page and Cheers and Jeers. This is a section compiled by Damien Holbrook for TV Guide magazine. We'll start with the cheers. Cheers to Top Chef for giving new host Kristen Kish a seat at the table. As Padma Lakshmi's successor, the season 10 champ has both the chops and the chill needed to stand the heat on the Bravo competition. Cheers to Jeopardy for celebrating 60 years in unquestionable style. In honor of this year's diamond anniversary, the beloved game show hosted by Kent Jennings is launching a splashy contestant recruitment campaign and a new bar trivia game, while also hosting the events and activations around the country. Cheers to CBS for getting us in a lather over soaps again. The network has partnered with NAACP to produce a new daytime drama called The Gates. It's about a powerful black family living in a gated community. It's been generations, if you know what I mean, since we've been this excited. Cheers to 911's award-worthy in-joke. The ABC's March 14th season 7 premiere, Angela Bassett's LAFD boss Athena cop to being traumatized by the Poseidon Adventure as a kid, leading to a rant about how the disaster flick's Shelley Winters lost for Best Supporting Actress. We're not over it either, Angie. Now to the other side of the page and the jeers. Jeers to the girls on the bus for being fake news, not even casting the always fab Supergirl vet Melissa Benoist and Carla Guccino can help Max's soapy dramedy about female political reporters covering an election campaign. It can't make it true because girls gets almost everything about journalism wrong. Jeers to NBC's programming problem. The old home of must-see TV, things like Frasier and Friends, has two full nights of Chicago and Law & Order series, as well as back-to-back nights of The Voice, but only three comedies on their entire network. Are they joking? Jeers to Palm Royale for royally wasting talent. More baffling than what genre the show's supposed to be. Is it a comedy, a drama, a mystery? Is how Apple TV Plus's star-packed tale of country club elites in 1960s Florida cast the iconic Carol Burnett, only to have her comatose and doing nothing for the first three episodes. This is not what fits a legend. We've come to the end of our program. I've been reading Inside TV Guide. I'm Tom Tarando, and this has been a production of Sight Into Sound Radio, Houston, Texas.